102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who serve, empower, and enlighten you, our dear KBLX family. And today, we are shining the light on digital literacy. Please welcome the founder and director of the Solano Skills Center, Robin Adams. Hey, Robin. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
So you, the program is digital literacy. You're the founder and director of Solano Skills Center. Tell us about digital literacy, and tell us about the folks that you serve.
Well, we serve adults of all ages. Digital literacy is the way of life right now. What I say is that it is the ABCs of the 21st century. Mm. And I say that because it is the foundation of living life in a functional way. Some of them have basic digital literacy skills. They are computer proficient. Some of them have never turned the computer on. Mm. Many of them have been in the workforce and using computers for a good period of time, but they still need to skill up.
Mm-hmm.
So it ranges from the very beginner learner to the experienced intermediate learner who has a specific goal, perhaps to learn Excel in order to qualify for advancement and new opportunities in the workforce.
Now, do you feel that there's kind of a whole population of people who are kind of being left behind because they are digitally illiterate?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They are reluctantly coming along and realizing that it's not going to go away. Mm. Technology isn't going away. And that they really do need to embrace technology and become what we call digital citizens.
Digital literacy, is this a class? Tell us how it kind of builds around. Like, if somebody listening was interested in upping their digital literacy game, how do they commit? How long is the commitment? Where do they need to be for how many hours, and et cetera?
They commit to exactly what they need and want to.
Mm-hmm.
They may be interested in sort of a broad range of skill sets, skills building, if you will, right from turning the computer on, understanding how to navigate and use the operating system, using internet and email as part of our daily lives, because that's what we do and need every day. And an introduction to Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. It could also be sort of a one-time technology session, if you will.
I just want to Skype with my grandson.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I just have to get this form filled out. Mm. I just have to apply for something. I just have to, I want to take an online course, and I need to get familiar. I need to get ready to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It varies from person to person. The situations are very real and very specific.
Mm-hmm. And the folks that you say are reluctantly coming around, why do you think folks are reluctant to step into this digital age? They just don't see a need for it. I was fine without it.
Right.
You know, what's the common thread that you find in talking to folks?
Well, it is scary. It's intimidating. It's hardware, it's buttons, it's noises, it's things that people are not accustomed to and not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did well. We got away without it for a while. We did okay. People still want to believe that that is possible, but that is not true anymore. Technology is going to continue to advance. People are going to be left behind. And if they don't start to incorporate it just a little bit into their daily lives, the digital divide will widen.
So how do people, what happens to people if they fall into that digital divide? And is it too late to pull them out? And when you pull them out, what kind of shape are they in? And how do you, as an instructor at the Solano Skills Center, when just deal with digital literacy to kind of help brush them up and pull them out of the digital divide?
It's really, it's tough. I mean, people survive depending on their circumstances. Mm-hmm. They have children and grandchildren and loved ones who help them from one circumstance to another, but they really miss a lot and they really suffer unnecessarily. It is really not that difficult. People think it's too hard and it's too much and it's too big and it's too fast and I can't do it. I'm never going to learn this. But it really starts with just the first step. And I've seen people just light up. Students have just hugged me and embraced the concept of being a new learner and letting technology into their life.
My father, hearing you talk about that, my father, he's an elder. He lives out in the Concord area, and he actually used to be a computer programmer in the 70s and 80s, but now has nothing. You know,
really?
Has no digital literacy or no connection. You know, I call him on the phone or send him letters in the mail, pictures of my daughter in the mail. And I really feel like his life can be enhanced so much more if he could look up things of interest immediately on the phone, you know, whether it be trucks or the desert or if he could Skype with his granddaughter.
Exactly.
But his thing, and this actually happens a lot in African American communities especially, is they don't want to be connected or overseen under the thumb of Big Brother.
Big Brother.
So how do you talk to and with that audience?
That we definitely do need to overcome that, and people are overcoming that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is true, Big Brother is watching in a number of ways.
True.
And so we need not fool ourselves into thinking that we must or that we can live under the radar, if you will, or off the grid.
Off the grid.
That's just not functional. And people who do that really suffer, as I said. And there's just no benefit. There's no benefit to it at all. And you can do simple things like just start to text. Start to send and receive text messages so you can get those pictures of your grandkids. You can send a quick I love you to someone who's on the other side of the country. You can just stay connected and not feel lost and not be isolated. And that's really important, especially for our seniors. If they don't use technology, they don't have access to a lot of resources and services that they need. And they also maybe don't stay connected. They don't have access to family members who may be far away.
Yeah.
And Skype and FaceTime and all of that is a lot of fun, and it's very easy to do.
So much of it is for quality of life.
It's absolutely about quality of life. It is functional, obviously.
Yeah.
It's about living in a functional way and being able to prosper and be informed and be connected. But and all of that is really about quality of life.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look also at another side of it. The name of the organization is Digital Literacy. The website is digital-literacy.rocks. We're talking to Robin Adams, the founder and director of the Solano Skills Center. Digital literacy, perhaps for adults who are just looking to take that next step in their skill set with computers to further education, to further enhance their career. What kind of programs do you have for folks like that?
Well, we have everything from the very basics for the beginner who is finally willing to do this to the intermediate learner who has mastered the basics or is at least comfortable with the basics and needs to go the next step. And we also work with professionals who've been on the computer and have been using the computer. I've worked with business owners and entrepreneurs who have been doing things manually, doing things the hard way because they don't know Excel or they haven't developed the skills to use PowerPoint in a professional way.
So somebody listening who would want to commit to this digital literacy upgrade in their lives, they would go to start by the website, which is digital-literacy.rocks, right?
Right. And it is .rocks. It's not .org. It's not .com.
It's .rocks.
.rocks.
You can also call for folks listening who haven't gotten onto the interwebs yet. You can call 707-430-0120 for more information on digital literacy. But where are your classrooms held? Is there a cost?
There is a cost. Classrooms are in Fairfield right now at the Skills Center. We're also talking with community organizations to establish on-site classes for their clients mm-hmm. for their specific population. Mm-hmm. So we are certainly open to and hoping to develop those partnerships. And so those will be sort of satellites of the Skills Center for organizations that serve specific populations.
All right. So let's speak to some of those organizations who might be living right and listening right now. Would those be churches or like a YMCA or a mm-hmm. sorority group or mm-hmm. who would be those organizations
it
that you'd like to
partner
with?
All of the above. Mm-hmm. It could be churches, senior programs, senior centers. There's a lot of interest by our senior community, and that's really encouraging to me. They know that this is a quality of life issue, and they're anxious for it. A lot of them receive tablets and iPads as gifts, mm-hmm. And then they need to learn how to use them. Mm-hmm. They have smartphones that they don't use very effectively.
That are too smart for them.
They're too smart for them.
Or they think they are.
They're embracing the concept and they are seeking out services. Mm-hmm. And also professionals are coming forward, which is very good. I do a quick assessment. There's about a 10-minute assessment that helps me gauge exactly where they are, what they know and what they don't know. Oftentimes people know more than they think they do. Mm-hmm. They come in and they say, I don't know anything. I need everything. I don't even know where to start. Mm-hmm. So we do an assessment, and the results of those assessments help me to customize instruction mm-hmm. for each new group. Mm-hmm. We also have standard instructional modules that help us to deliver a broad range of tasks, everyday technology tasks that help people to learn what they didn't even realize they needed to learn mm-hmm. or wanted to learn. So we schedule classes every 3 months. Each session meets twice a week, mm-hmm. usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays. There's a daytime and an evening session, so it might be 2 to 4 p.m. or 6 to 8 p.m. for people who work during the day.
That's doable.
Yeah. And every 3 months, we're starting a new session. We can customize a class based on need. If someone needs a morning class or something that's outside of the standard schedule. Mm-hmm. We just do what we can to accommodate people, what they need and when they need to have instruction.
So you really just meet them where they are with their
exactly.
need and with their desires
exactly.
and with their skill set and
mm-hmm.
their goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you have a program called Brothers Reading Together. What is that about?
That, very excited about that. It's a pilot project that we just did. We just finished level one. It is a reading literacy project specifically for males of color. Funded by the Solano Community Foundation, and we are getting great response to the pilot. We just finished level one with three high school students. We are enrolling adult out-of-school males at this time, and it's really about recapturing lost learning experiences, just looking at gaps in reading skills, and new strategies that they can incorporate into their daily lives.
Mm-hmm. So digital literacy, but literacy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. We're trying to address what we call multiple literacies, mm. obviously. So there's computer and digital literacy, there's basic and financial literacy, mm. and there's workforce literacy and competency.
Mm-hmm. And you've told us a lot about the programs that you offer. Would you like to take an opportunity to perhaps ask our audience to support in any way? Donations, partners, volunteers? We talked a little bit about potential partners, but what about volunteers or donations?
Absolutely. Well, we need cash and in-kind donations, of course. We're right now looking for affordable office and training space. We've sort of outgrown where we are now. So we're looking for office and training space in the Fairfield area. We are recruiting for several slots on our board of directors. So professionals or IT people, tech-savvy individuals who have some time to volunteer and support an up-and-coming nonprofit, give us a call.
Okay. The phone number is 707-430-0120. The mission is to help bridge the technological gap and enhance the quality of life for adults being left behind by the digital divide. Digital literacy, the website digital-literacy.rocks. Thank you to our guest today, founder and director of the Solano Skills Center, Robin Adams. Thank you, Robin.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
The phone number again, 707-430-0120, digital-literacy.rocks. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibe, for bringing this story to our attention today. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.